Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, Josh and Fish, mermaids, a Willy quiz, and eagles. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off yours. Don't let them mooch off yours.
No mooching.
Do it now.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy. There are things you never say when a man is nude.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump? I thought you said you had smallpox.
Really? No, seriously. Really?
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Oh, it's like a little light switch.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
You don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is Tom speaking, and that's Pat Godwin down the hallway and around the corner. And
where fudge is made? No.
Right there at the Fudge Factory.
Oh, so we're going to call that room now?
It's across from the men's room, so he's got quite the view.
That's it now, Godwin, you're in the Fudge Factory.
That's pretty accurate.
They do have a view.
View of the whoo!
Yeah, you're in a studio that's directly across from the men's room, and the door is propped open because we're trying to have a minimum of touching of doorknobs around here.
That's funny. Has anybody ever referred to a bathroom as a room with a few?
I just did, but it sounds like it's been done before, right?
I think it was original with you as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, same here.
It's very fine.
A room with a few.
Very, very fine.
Now, we're going to get back to the action with Christy Lee. What else is going on over there, Christy?
Well, mermaids have returned to a Montana tiki bar as it reopens to the public. In preparation for reopening, Sandra Thayers, owner of the O'Hare Motor Inn and Sip and Dip Lounge in Great Falls, Montana.
Is there a Ricky's Tiki Tavern?
Probably.
That's not this one.
It's a room with a few.
Phew!
Okay.
She contacted regulators for guidance on whether mermaid shows could resume. Though the governor, Steve Bullock's office, said yes, the Cascade County Health Department initially said no, before finally agreeing to allowing just one mermaid in the pool at a time.
Cascade County, where the dishwashing liquid comes from.
No, of course.
There are usually two mermaids that swim
here
in the motel's pool,
on your asses,
which can be seen through a window.
Come on in, the water's fine.
Tiki bar's back wall.
So I love those places where they have the bar has the glass wall.
Uh-huh, and you can see into the
I've never been
aquarium,
to one of those.
Yeah, there's
the pool.
What was the show that was featured on? It was called Magic City. And it took place in Miami, and they had one of those bars where the
women would swim by.
Yeah, the mermaids are down below. And I have read that the safest place, that swimming pools, when properly chlorinated, cannot.
That would make sense, I would think.
No COVID-19 in them.
Mermaids get 1 4-hour shift per week, with the first mermaid scheduled to return to work. It was Wednesday night. Boy, I'd be a little chilly right now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, you got a frozen mermaid on your hand.
Yeah.
I would assume that they heat the...
I would hope. For the mermaid's sake.
Maybe it's an indoor pool.
Okay. Now, Josh, your mermaid preference. Top half fish or bottom half?
I didn't know there was ever... There's not a preference, is there? You got to have the...
Oh, top half is... I want the fish.
The top half, you want fish?
Oh, I've always wanted to make out with a fish.
There are clearly going to be advantages.
Big mouth bass.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's what you're into.
Okay.
Talk about a mouth, huh?
I got a worm for you.
Let me hook you.
I hate to interrupt you guys, but we have a special guest.
We have a special guest?
Yeah, look at your screen there, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, holy moly.
There's my son, Willie.
Oh, little Willie.
Good morning. Willie is social distancing in Chicago by himself in an apartment. I can see the light streaming in, Willie. Looking good.
Yeah. It's a beautiful morning up here.
Now, it's sunny there. Lucky.
Yes.
I noticed that yesterday you mentioned that you were going to be folding your laundry. Did you get that done?
I'm happy to report the laundry has been folded. We did it.
How about
only
put
took
away?
A week. Oh, no, it's put away the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Holy
you.
I hung some things. I folded some things. I put things in little cabinets. It was very impressive.
Oh, all right.
I've never seen your apartment. You have furniture?
So I have a couch, I have a desk, I have a chair, and I got another chair.
And a bed, right?
So yeah, a bed too.
So where do you put the clothes when you fold?
Dresser?
Just in the closet. Yeah, I have a little closet, and there's they have like a little...
Oh, it's built in.
Cubbies?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't...
Yeah, if you want the full tour, we could do the full tour. It'll be pretty fun morning.
Last time we did the tour, we saw an array of marijuana smoking devices, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
In the kitchen. Well,
those are kind of hit. I got this new little rolling tray now. So now I'm smoking joints now.
Look
it's the new thing.
Oh, look at that.
Pretty fun.
You know
accessories.
Story. My dad had one of those little rolling machines that had a leather strop on it.
It was like red.
Yep.
Really?
I got it right here. Yeah. I got one right here.
Oh, look at that.
You put the paper in and then you sprinkle the tobacco and then you wang it down one way and the other and it rolls it right up. Yeah.
Yep. I am not sprinkling in tobacco though. But yeah.
Your dad rolled his own.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, sit and watch laughing.
But you've quit smoking cigarettes, is that correct?
I've quit smoking cigarettes. I'm off them. Who needs them?
But have you completely replaced it with pot? I don't think this is a win for anybody here or for your
lungs. I think
lungs.
It's a pretty big win for me. I don't know. I cigarettes are bad, right? That's what we've heard. Cigarettes are bad. Yep. And weed is good. Weed is medicine. That's what they're telling me.
No marijuana smoke is any better for your lungs, though, is it?
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty good. A lot of celebrities in Hollywood like it. So I
see. Well,
that's
the test, of course. Now, have you already indulged in the so-called reefer this morning?
The wake and bake?
Yes, I did indulge in the reefer. That's how I said it. I woke up and I indulged in the reefer.
What is the...
take the edge off, get you even. There you go.
Now, what is the current parlance? How would you mention this to one of your buddies? Do you want to come over? What would you say?
Oh, I feel like there's definitely the term wake and bake is a thing. Wake and bake.
But how do you refer to the actual marijuana product?
And I helped.
I don't know. I think everyone just says weed, right?
I'm asking.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone says reefer. I don't think anyone says kush, really. Maybe if they're joking, they'll say it. But yeah, it's just like, hey, you want to go smoke some weed? Smoke a joint?
You got any weed?
So you have some kush?
So that parlance has pretty much carried over for quite some time.
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah.
You live in a state where it's legal, and are the stores still open? You can go in and purchase?
I was on a walk the other day, and I saw a guy like kind of sketchily standing outside, and then a guy walked out, and he handed him a thing, and it was funny to see a legal drug deal happen on the street.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's a curbside pickup situation.
Okay. Gotcha. I love that. Now, what are the names of the products that you currently have there? Do they have pharmaceutical labels on them?
There's one here called Skittles, and there's sort of a fake ripoff Skittles label. Mm-hmm. And then I have another one called Mai Tai.
Huh. They both sound sweet.
I have another two strains in a lie if you guys want to play that again. Pretty fun game.
Oh, sure.
Now, what are the rules again?
So I'm going to say three strain names, and two of these are real strains, and one is a lie. Like the game Two Truths and a Lie.
Gotcha. Oh,
okay.
Okay, so here we go. 9-pound hammer, that's one.
Right.
Roller Disco Devils is two.
Right.
And Redheaded Stranger is three.
Okay, now, Redheaded Stranger, I assume, is a reference to Willie Nelson, because that's one of his album titles.
Right.
And he has a marijuana line, so I think that's probably marijuana. What were the other two?
9 Pound Hammer and Roller Disco Devils.
I'm going to say 9 Pound Hammer.
Is which? That's
It's not marijuana.
I'm going to say Roller Disco Devils is not marijuana.
Yes. Okay, so 9 Pound Hammer is an indica strain.
Ah,
and Roller Disco Devils was from a Hostess fruit pie ad with a Marvel comic books in the hole.
But that's a great name. You should start a strain of marijuana called that.
Roller Disco Devils.
Roller Disco Devils. Wow. Love it. Yeah,
this is like you can never tell the difference between the names of horses and the racehorses and the names of rock bands. It's very tough to figure out which is which. Okay, you got another quiz for us?
Well, yeah, because yesterday you guys got Cheech Chong and Chimichanga's pretty easy, so I made kind of a harder quiz for you guys.
Yeah, so you have a tougher one.
Is this multiple choice? How does this work?
It's multiple choice, yep, three questions, and there's three options, and it's not Cheech Chong and Chimichanga's. This time it's Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, or Corn Dogs.
Okay. All right.
Who's Nate Dogg?
Hey, was he with the Regulators? Did he do part?
He's a rapper.
He's somebody's cousin.
Nate Dogg, he's affiliated with a lot of like gangsta funk and gangsta rap of like West Coast rapping, kind of similar to Snoop Dogg, to be honest.
Let's do the quiz.
So this is an example. Hey, smoke weed every day. This entertainer famously sang these last lines of Dr. Dre's The Next Episode.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be Snoop. Yeah.
Actually, Nate Dogg.
Okay.
That's a harder quiz today.
That is harder, yeah.
It's really hard. Okay, so next. Similar to P. Diddy, this rapper has publicly changed his names several times, but always has maintained his love of marijuana.
That's got to be Snoop.
That's got to be Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, the Snoop Lion thing didn't really catch on.
Right. Didn't ever catch on. So this is the final question.
Okay.
This deep-fried sausage on a stick was introduced at the Texas State Fair.
Oh, the Texas State Fair.
Oh, it has to be a corn dog.
I thought I knew it until you threw in and introduced it to the Texas State Fair.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with corn dog.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay.
It's actually Nate Dogg.
that's weird. Nobody saw that.
Nope, it's corn dogs. I messed up. It's corn dogs. Okay. Corn dogs.
What if it was a Nathan's corn dog?
Now, here's a fun fact about Josh Arnold, our buddy Josh Arnold. You don't care for corn dogs.
I don't. And I tried one recently. I've never liked them. And then last year at a state fair, I went, you know what? I might be wrong here. And I ate it. And it's not that I hated it. I just didn't care. It meant nothing to me. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't dislike it.
Have you had corn dog bites?
I have.
Those are so good.
They're just not for
too
me.
Too doughy for you?
Well, a lot of people don't put any thought into the cornmeal, and that's where the money is in that treat is the corn.
It's got to be. Yeah, I'm not that impressed by them. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, all right, that is odd.
Yeah.
Well, Willie, I'm glad you're doing well. Thanks for the quiz. And
I ask Willie a question?
Go ahead.
What's your favorite go-to food when you're feeling really well?
I've been eating like a lot of like tacos, like shredded chicken tacos, like massive, just big salads in a big bowl. But if I'm going, definitely chicken wings. You got to get chicken wings.
Cool.
I think chicken wings, it's my favorite food in the entire world. I feel like a monster because I'm just tearing small animal apart.
Dad, hey, Dad, you hear that? If he's going, he's going to have some chicken wings.
Have I ever in your life cooked you chicken wings?
No. You cook a lot of great spaghetti, though.
Thank you very much, Russia.
You have cook a question? Great chicken.
Yes. Hard shell or soft shell tacos?
Soft shell tacos.
Yeah. Well, that just shows your immaturity, Willie.
Wrong. You know the soft shell, and then you put a little melted cheese in the hard shell. You put it in there, and then you do a super taco. That is a
double decker.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You take a soft taco and cram it into a hard taco?
Vice versa.
Cram it in. It's art. It's delicate.
What do you do now?
I would put the soft shell on the outside
of the hard shell.
That way,
taco.
When the hard shell,
what you do is taco.
Oh, that's it. Josh is right. That's what you do. I said
you
it wrong.
You take the soft taco, bean dip.
Right.
Hard and taco, cheese if you want, bean dip, cheese, the whole thing. Wrap it around, dunk meat in there, and then do the whole thing.
I may have to try that. No, I have
Taco
switched.
Bell really lost me when they got rid of the double-decker taco, because that's what they used to sell, and it was so good.
I have switched to the hard taco recently. When we do Taco Night, we did Taco Night on Tuesday because, of course, it was Cinco de Mayo.
Sure.
And Cinco de Mayo, not Sicko de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, of course, is always the second Tuesday in May.
Right.
What the hell's wrong with you?
And it was delicious. So, well, thank you. Now, Pat has been working on a theme song for your show, Willie.
Wait a minute. Before we let Willie go, I don't know if you've heard about this in Chicago, Willie, but we've got an eagle family here. By your house, an eagle, an eagle's nest.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Chick, I got 6 texts about the eagle 2 days ago. I got all the photos before everybody.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt that.
Willie, if you walk down to the bottom of the driveway at my house, you know what I'm talking about, and you walk almost to the river.
I've been listening. I heard.
If you look to the left, there's this giant eagle's nest. And one of our neighbors, Sylvia, took all these pictures of these incredibly cool eagles.
Area man sees eagle's nest, and it's Tom being interviewed by the news. Well, you know, I was just walking there at the end of my driveway.
Have you gone to see the eagles yet?
Just amazing.
I don't know what's wrong with all you commie socialists. Here in America, the eagle's a symbol of freedom, and I think it's important that the eagle's making a big comeback.
I only got 6 texts about the eagle.
Will you stop bothering people?
Hey, if you don't want to see eagle, that's
leave
fine.
Leave us alone.
Josh. I'm sure we can get you some expat papers. You can move to China and serve bats to your fellow Reds. Your fellow Reds and read about Marx and Lenin and take away all your freedom.
Blockity, block, block, block.
Willie, we enjoyed your visit today very much.
Willie, if you were allowed back in my house, which you're not.
There we go.
You could come. Well, you could come over, but you'd have to keep your distance from everybody. But I can show you the eagles.
Great. Thank you so much.
You can actually see him from the parkway. You don't even have to come over to the neighborhood.
Yeah, don't come visit your dad.
No,
you need
God
to come
no.
and
God
see
forbid.
The eagles. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
No, he's not allowed in my house.
And your sisters.
No one's allowed in my house. Or social distancing.
I heard
all right.
So.
We have all issues right. here. Okay. Now, we have a new theme song, Pat.
I always heard that his pot was top shelf, but I don't touch that stuff myself. But I love a good Pall Mall or a Marlboro, my friend. Oh. But I'm never smoking cigarettes with Willie again.
Thank you very kindly.
Very kindly, sir.
This isn't a joke. Yesterday, I saw 2 guys smoking cigarettes at the side of the street when I was driving, and I had a pack of Marlboros that I found in my car that I didn't know was there, and I pulled over and I just threw it to them because I had to get rid of it. Like, you guys want these? I can't have them.
Well
they can't
done.
Be around here.
Well done.
So you're like the Johnny Appleweed of tobacco.
They're regular cigarettes he's throwing out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you got your rolling machine.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It's great. It's making things way more efficient up here.
Yeah, Willie, we'll see you. We'll talk to you this afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Have a great morning, y'all.
Please work out. Can you work on one of those quizzes again for Monday? Those are really tough. I know.
I've got a few more. I've got Seth Rogen, Joe Rogan, or Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
I've got Reno's 911, Thomas Lennon, John Lennon, or Clean Linens, the candle.
I'm ready to hear.
All right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more of a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.